In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On Mount Sinai, God met Israel. He taught the Ten Commandments, the civil law that would govern the nation, and the ceremonial laws, including the tabernacle. Then he called Moses, Aaron, and the 70 elders of Israel to come up the mountain to meet God. On that barren mountain, God prepared a banquet. They sat down to eat and to drink miraculous food. The nation of Israel was born. It was redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, saved through the Red Sea, and now brought into a covenant with God through eating. Sinai leads to the promised land of Canaan with Mount Jerusalem at its head, political freedom, national identity, yet still in slavery. Joshua and Samuel, David and Solomon, Hezekiah and Josiah could not free her. Her glory was only for this world. The Passover, though powerful and splendid, was the deliverance of the old covenant. Manna, though miraculous, was food of the old covenant. The temple, though glorious, was God's residence in the old covenant. These things could not take away sin, cleanse the heart, or grant eternal access to God. Jerusalem remained in bondage. If Sinai leads to Jerusalem, then Calvary leads to the heavenly Jerusalem. She is your mother, says St. Paul, and she is free. Do not miss St. John's little note. The Jewish Passover feast was near. See the Lamb of God sitting on the mountain, healing the sick, teaching his holy gospel of the forgiveness of sins. Jesus came to establish a new covenant in his blood, a better covenant. He demonstrates this by feeding the 5,000. They do not sit on a barren mountain, but on a green, lush, vibrant mountain. He prepares a banquet. They too see God. They too eat miraculous food from his hand. And 12 baskets are left over. The old covenant is gone. The new has come. The first gave the nation of Israel political life. The second gives all believers eternal life. The first was national freedom through the blood of a lamb. The second is eternal freedom by the blood of God. The first was established with smoke and fire and earthquake and thunder and trumpets. The second was established when he breathed his last and gave up his spirit. Moses and Aaron and the 70 elders ate and still died, but he who eats from this holy mountain where Christ is host will live forever. So the second far surpasses the first. The first has served its purpose and has passed away, but the second lasts into eternity. For the Passover lamb has been sacrificed. We are set free from captivity to sin and Satan. Our fallen flesh has been drowned in the saving waters of holy baptism, and we are on a journey toward the promised land, the heavenly Jerusalem, the home of the living God. Christ himself leads us. He leads us through the valley of the shadow of death with lions, coyotes, and vultures looking down, with disease and hardships and viruses all around us. But they cannot harm you. The Good Shepherd knows where he is going. It's tough sledding at times, but he is with you. He gives you a new food. As he told the people to sit on the grass, so he has you rest in the lush green pastures. In the world, shelves are empty, lines are long, a shortage. Even manna could not be saved for tomorrow. In a world where we make plans, trying to figure out what is best for our family, how to stay healthy and alive, and we should plan, but we should also stop and rest. Christ has prepared a meal, a banquet, the food of a new covenant, and he will never run out. He won't let you perish. He loves you. So he feeds you his forgiveness to sustain you. He won't abandon you, but he prepares this table before you in the presence of your enemies. Sit, rest, eat, drink. The Lord is near. Do not be afraid of shortages, for man does not live on bread alone. He comes to feed you life. On this mountain of the Lord, and as we look around, We're more scattered than we used to be, but we're still on the Lord's mountain where his gospel beams on us brightly. Here on this mountain of the Lord, you will find all that you need, the best of meats, the finest of wines. You will make it to Easter. It's right around the corner. You will not be alone for it, but you will gather with the saints of God on that great and final Easter resurrection. Death cannot come to this mountain, for by his death he has swallowed up death forever, and by his resurrection he has brought life and immortality to you. Every tear he wipes away, every disgrace he removes. Death will not consume you, for he has come to make all things new. He will not fail you. Physical death may come, but the grave cannot contain the soul that trusts in God. The incarnate Lord is ever with him to revive and restore what he has redeemed. Sit down. Listen. Rest. He will feed you what you need to make it home, and then some. Your cup will overflow. Your journey will come to an end. The victory over sin, death, and hell is complete. So let us forsake our own way. Let us turn away from our own ungodly, sinful thoughts. Let us return to him, the Lord, for he will wipe away every sin. Let us feast on this forgiveness of God. It will strengthen and sustain us for this journey. No sin can burden you, for you eat as children of the free woman, and you rest on the green, lush mountain of God, where the gospel of Calvary has set you free from Eden's curse. Today is the fourth Sunday in Lent called Lytare, which means rejoice. In the heart of Lent, we are told to rejoice. It seems backwards. Then again, it's a near-perfect microcosm of our lives. In the midst of a new pestilence, with restrictions and shortages we've never seen, we are told to be glad. For all the comfort and joy life can offer, still this life is a wilderness of sorrow. Often that reality comes crashing down on us, as we have seen these past few weeks. It's beyond our comprehension, because we truly cannot comprehend all the evil that surrounds us. Christ makes no false promises to us about this life. He won't tell you it's not that bad. It is. Sometimes the truth hurts. But he always provides a remedy, a banquet, the bread of life, the cup of blessing. He loves you. Sit down, rest. He will serve you in the midst of all these difficulties. He will heal your soul. He has seen you through the past, and he will be with you even in the future. How many times has he taken bread, given thanks, and distributed himself to you? He is with you. He loves you. It will sustain you for your journey. His word will never fail you. His forgiveness will never run out. His gospel will never be emptied. For the covenant he made with you is sealed in his own blood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.